This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Ow. Those uncomfortable things we do for beauty.
Oof. Ouch.
And when it comes to whiter teeth, same story. Until now. Enjoy rinse-free whitening with new Sensodyne Clinical White. You'll get clinically proven whitening technology in an enamel-safe formula for two shades whiter teeth and 24/7 sensitivity protection. Sensodyne Clinical White. A whiter smile without the wince.
Welcome to episode 191 of Congratulations.
Crazy, 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 crazy.
Oh yeah, here we are. If you're watching this, not if you're watching this, because that is how I started this podcast already. First word is wrong. I said yeef instead of if. If you're watching this podcast, you're noticing something different. And it's not that I got a haircut, which I actually do need to do. I need to fucking trim it up a little bit. It's been a while. And you know how I do it with my haircut. I cut it and I keep cutting it and I cut it a little bit. It takes about 4 days. And I notice a certain shit is long. And so I got to cut the side and whatever. I got to cut the other side a day later because it's not long enough. Whatever the fuck. You know how it is. But yeah, we got a new fucking background, and it's not necessarily here to stay. We're going through some changes, and that's it, man. So it'll be different next week, and it might be different even the week after that, but we're figuring shit out. We want to update everything, and that's what's going on. So yeah, so that's it. Nothing funny about that, but, you know, it's just... We got to get a little bit of news out of the way first. And we just did it. That's great. And so now we're on to a Silly Goose Time. Live in the Congratulations studio. I don't know. I'm feeling good, dude. You know, I try to wake up and I check in with myself. I breathe. I do breathing. I mean, we all do breathing, but sometimes I think about my breathing. And feels good. I'm good. My one time, my brother was fucking had this Asian friend that barely spoke English in elementary school, and they were talking about baseball, and he said I'm a good instead of I'm good, and we think about it all the time because that's fucking hilarious. A fucking Asian kid in elementary school wanted to say how good at baseball he was, and he said I'm a good. That's hilarious. And his name was Will. Something. But anyway, I loved when I was a fucking in high school. There were so many Asian kids in my high school. And dude, they all had names like fucking Chuck and Henry. It was like, dude, it was like the old school names that the Asians came over to fucking to America, and they were like, they use these names, right? It's like, what should we name them? Gregory Peck? What should we name him? Gregory Humphrey? They just saw old. So the guy's name was like fucking Humphrey Suck. Or fucking Henry Lim. Or Harvey. Harvey. Whatever, you fucking get it. Harvey Lim. That one always threw me for a loop. There was Kim Lee, and then all of a sudden there'd be like a Korean dude with the last name Lim, and you're like, oh, all right, okay, mixing it up a little bit. One time I almost got in a fight, actually, in high school, and these Asian kids were in my face, and he was like, what's up, honky? And I was like, dude, don't be racist. And he said, I'm not racist at all, KP, which is Korean power. And I was like, worst lawyer. Case dismissed immediately. Chilling, having a good time. This is from, Have you guys ever seen this? I didn't mean to talk about this, but now since I am. This is the greatest thing of all time, maybe. But this is from the 90s baseball video game where a Japanese game designer had to make up a bunch of quote-unquote American names. This is a fucking meme, I guess. But it's real, though. These are actual names that were in an Americanized Japanese baseball game. And this is great. Steve McDykel. Okay? So fucking off color and don't even know it. Onsen Sweamy. Daryl Archideld. Daryl Archideld. Daryl Archideld stands up to the plate. Swing and a miss. Antoli Smorin, coming in from the bullpen, gives Daryl Archideld a run for his money. Swing and a miss, strike one. Antoli winds up for the pitch and hit. Long fly ball deep to center, and Ray McShriff is there to make the catch. Dude, Glenn Allen Nixon, Mario McElhane. Wow, this one has fucking four consonants in a row. There's no word in the English language, I think, that maybe there is, but McElhane. Raul Chamberlain. Oh, dude, that sounds like a fucking Tom Cruise character. That's like the, when his name was Anderton. Fucking Anderton, dude. A Japanese guy wrote fucking whatever that movie was. What the fuck is that called? What the fuck is the movie called? The blue one? This whole movie's blue? Minority Report, dude. His name's Anderton. Minority Report. And the whole movie's blue. And he's it's like, dude, just name him fucking Anderson, dude. It's a movie. Who gives a shit? You don't need to get creative with the last name. Let's put a T instead of the S. Dude, Ray McShriff. Kevin Nogilny. Tony Schmerich. Oh, this one's the best one. Bobson Dugnut. Oh, dude. Sounds so sexual. Hi, how you doing? I'm Bobson Dugnut. Let's leave, honey. Willie Dustis. Jerome Gride. Scott Dorke. Sean Furcoat. Dean Wesry. Mike Truck. That one would be a real one. Dwight. Oh, wow. Dwight Rortchigal. Rortchigal. You know, just took the P off Portugal and added an R. Lazy. Tim Sandale. Carl. Oh, this one might be my favorite. Carl Dandleton. Mike Hernandez. Wow, dude. How did they get it so far off? How did they miss it with just one letter? Like, you almost had it. It's Fernandez, and just the guy's like, I'm pretty sure it's an S. He's like, I think it's an F. No, we're going to go with Hernandez. And then this one, Todd Gonzalez, which should be Gonzalez, but then no fucking Mexican is named Todd. Todd's the whitest fucking name I ever heard. Todd, I knew a guy named Todd that only wore shorts, no matter how cold it was. And one time I asked him to close his eyes, and I said, close your eyes and tell me what you're wearing, and he couldn't do it. These are the games we play on set, dude. These are the games we play on set. I said, hey, Todd, close your eyes. And he goes like this, and I said, what do you wear? And he said, I don't remember. Dude, that's a fun game no matter what. And my girl always wants to fucking play Scattergories or some shit when I'm like, why can't we just close our eyes and see how dumb we are, motherfuckers? Dude, those are the games I fucking do. One time, I grabbed a showrunner's phone. Do you understand? I don't do pranks, but when I do, they are the legit pranks. That was legitness. When I do pranks, that were legitness. That was legitness. When I do pranks, they're the legit shits. I don't do when anyone, if you're going to hurt somebody or like be funny George Clooney where you light somebody's shoe on fire and they all got to fucking pat it out and they're scared for their lives. No. Want to know the pranks I do, dude? One time I got a showrunner's phone and I texted the AD, hey, we need a frog outfit and we need to hire a redheaded actor, and we got to put a frog outfit in it. In him, put him in a frog outfit, and fucking deleted the text that I sent from the showrunner. Boom, no trace. I waited, and the AD wrote on it. Boom, deleted it. No trace. Gave the phone back to the showrunner. And the race for finding the frog outfit was on, dude. And I told him we needed it by tomorrow. And he was stressing the fuck out the whole day, dude. And I was giggling, man. I was giggling hard. And that's it. And I fucking, he caught me giggling. And I was like, bro, you don't need to get that outfit. I was just joking. And he was like, ah, fuck you. I still keep in touch with that motherfucker. Because he gets it, dude. Find people that get it. Keep them in your life. Weed out the others. Keep them in your life. Keep that circle tight as shit. Make the others bounce around on the side. But I want to get in. Oh, really? You shouldn't have fucking betrayed me. Ping. You bounce the fuck off. Like a coat on a stripper's ass. Dude. Ronzales. What was it? Rortigal? Didn't try. I love it, dude. My goal when I was in Hollywood trying to do this shit, my goal was to be a fucking Liam Neeson type, dude. I was going to take my career as comedy and parlay it into fucking action movie star. That's what I wanted to do, but I still fucking love Liam Neeson. And there's a new movie coming out from with Liam Neeson in it. I say like he directed and produced it. And it's called the Ice Road trailer. And it is fucking, this trailer is hilarious because it's called the Ice Road trailer of the Ice Road, not the Ice Road trailer, which would be something completely different. But this motherfucker, dude, keeps being in movies. And even if they're not fucking, what do you call it? Action movies? They have to be action movies. This movie that he made is not an action movie, but it turns into an action movie before the trailer is done. And you're like, okay, I get it. Liam Neeson is in it. And he has to kill everybody in this movie. It's like before, like Schindler's List was the last one where he was like, that's the last one I'm going to do. And now I'm going to kill everybody. You put movie script and I kill everybody. If you want me to be in Driving Miss Daisy, the reboot, I'm going to have to kill everybody, including Miss Daisy. Like that's Liam Neeson mode right there. So there's this movie coming out, The Ice Road, and it's just a drama. Here we go.
What the hell was that?
Just a drama. They had an avalanche. Miners are trying to get out. Gets a...
the cave in?
Yeah.
I'm putting together a rescue mission.
We have 26 trapped miners who are running out of air.
There you go. That's what the movie's about. We have 26 trapped miners that are running out of air. That's what the movie's about. Fucking Liam Neeson gets a call from Morpheus, and then Morpheus is like, hey, dude, these miners are trapped. Let's go do this. And Liam Neeson is like, okay, let's do this. And then they just got to like dig. And it's like a fucking movie where he's like trying to get underground and get these guys before they run out of air. And he has to find these guys. But what does he really have to find? He has to find out who he is. That's what he has to do, right? Because you know he's got a wife that's fucking left him. Ah, you're too much with your job. I'm not going to be with you. You want to see your kid? Then fucking stop trying to save fucking miners, you know? Stop trying to save all these miners. Everyone fucking, these miners are trapped and we have to fucking save them every now and then. And they're just like, yeah, but you're losing your family. You're finding these people in these mines, but you're losing your family. That's what the movie's about. That's what the fucking movie's about. Right here, we're fucking a minute, no, what is it? 20 fucking 6 seconds in. You know what the movie's about. Cool, great. Liam Neeson getting back to Schindler's List mode. So let's continue, dude.
300 feet of pipe delivered up there in under 30 hours.
They need to deliver the fucking pipe to the miners. That's what they need to do, dude.
Can you make it happen?
Morpheus doesn't know if he can make it happen, dude.
You had experience on the ice road.
Yep.
Look at...
He's a mechanic.
I love it, dude. You have experience with this ice road. Yes, I do. Do you want to do it? I guarantee it's this scene. No, I don't want to do it. Those days are long gone. but we need you. I can't. And then a scene later. Hello? One condition. And he's in, dude. That's how the movie goes. He has like an argument with his wife. He realizes his kid doesn't think he's a man. All right. Hello? I'll do it.
Yes.
Hey, Jesus.
Give me $50. One of my drivers just became available.
What's it for?
I love it. I love it. I love it, dude. I love it. I love it. One of my drivers just became available. Who is it? A fucking 4'6" woman. I love it, dude. Hollywood keeps it woke. Hey, what's up? I'll drive.
Bail.
What?
Told you this wasn't going to be easy.
It's not going to be easy because you can't reach the pedals.
I'm in.
She's a badass. She can kick everyone. Here we go. Line up.
The only way up there is crossing the ice roads.
Boring movie.
The lake has been thawing for 5 weeks now.
Look, what, dude, wow. He's getting more Irish the older he gets, honestly. He's more Irish now. Liam Neeson is just...
Crossing the ice roads.
Right here, listen.
The lake has been thawing for 5 weeks now.
It's only been thawing for 5 weeks now. That is not how he sounded in fucking Taken. He was like, I will find her, and I will get her. And now it's, they've been thawing for 5 weeks now. Dude. They've been thawing for 5 weeks now. We've got to run because our legs are short because we're leprechauns. Just one scene, him running. Ding. One scene running. Really quickly, you see and you notice he's got a green hat on. Grab me a hat. Every movie he does, he gets a little bit more Irish. You look, he's got a fucking orange fucking pussy chin. What do they call it? Fucking goatee. One of those little French beards. Just in one shot, he turns around. Boom! His hat. He turns around so quickly, his hat fucking runs over and a four-leaf clover falls out and he's got the pussy chin. We've got to find it. It's been thawing. It's about to thaw, my lady. Boom! Running, dude. Running with a bowl. Boom! Pink and fucking green things are falling out. You're like, what is it? That's me lucky charms. We need to get them to the miners. They haven't had food for weeks. Boom! Grab me hat. Grab me lucky charms. Oh, fuck. I can't wait to shave this pussy chin when I'm done saving these miners. Did you just roll your R? No, that was all in your imagination, laddie. As he's getting the fuck, dude, hide it, hide it, umdi day. In the miner, the miners are like, "Do you hear that? What is that?" What is that? I think it's a guy coming to save us. What the fuck is he? A leprechaun? He has to be because he's the only one small enough that could fucking fit through these cracks. And then it comes in to do it. I'll give you mouth to mouth. A little fucking leprechaun on the guy's face. Farting into his mouth, using his asshole to fucking give him CPR. So gross, dude. Fucking sitting on the fucking guys in the cave's faces to fucking... I gotta... Clear! I shit a little bit, laddie. He's dead, and he's dead, and he's got shit on his mouth, laddie.
If they are able to accomplish this, we will be exposed.
But see, this is still just a boring movie.
We've been sabotaged.
Oh, there it is, dude. You thought it was going to be a fucking movie where a guy finds himself? You thought it was going to be a movie where a guy just needs to go over this long stretch of land with a bunch of other dudes and a lady to try and fucking make sure that these miners could breathe? But what you didn't know is Liam Neeson is gonna Liam Neeson, dude. Liam Neeson is gonna fucking guarantee... kick some motherfucker's ass. Like, it's not just about weapons. It's not just about finding the miners. Also, they've been sabotaged.
We've been sabotaged. It's time to shave the pussy chin.
See, that's when it happened, man. You thought it was going to be a boring movie that was like up for some awards, maybe. Like, what, fucking Nomadland? Like fucking Francis McDormand? Oh, Francis McDormand in it, too. Where are you going, laddie?
McDormand.
My brother
is in that mine.
Of course he is.
This is personal.
Of course it is.
Now I'm angry.
So Irish. Now I'm
angry. What the hell was that?
Now I'm angry.
Sweet Jesus, that ain't good.
Wow, I cannot believe that fucking Morpheus, what's his name? Is in this movie, Lawrence Fishburne, is in this movie, and not only is he in it so sparingly, you know it, okay? He was in it for a paycheck, which is fine. Get that money, Lawrence Fishfish. But what I'm telling you, dude, is he says sweet Jesus in the trailer twice. That is some gangster shit by the editor. That's a fuck you to this movie from the editor. Oh, you want me to, the editor of the trailer. You want me to make a trailer? Cool. I'll take the two times he says sweet Jesus and I'll put it in once.
It's going to keep cracking for 2, maybe 3,000 meters.
So fucking Irish, dude. That's going to keep cracking for 2 or 3,000 meters. Melt the marshmallows of the Lucky Charms and use it to solder the ice.
We're going to have to run tight together. Go!
I mean, the shit that they're just saying.
Cut me loose or you're all going in. There's no time.
There's no time.
Hey, is anybody out there?
We're coming. Just hang on.
We're coming. Just hang on.
Dude, the next movie, he's literally going to be a fucking... He's not even going to be a fucking, what do you call it, a leprechaun. He's going to be a fucking potato. Just Liam Neeson in fucking Potato, the biopic. How come he sees everything? It's like he has eyes in the back of his head.
I've got eyes all over me body. I've got eyes all over me round body. Our laddie, I'm a potato.
With a green hat on and still with the pussy chin?
Boil me up and eat me as a family.
Just so many fucking bad...
Why don't you slice me up into long thin pieces and season me and eat me with a burger?
Dude.
Hey, laddie. Why don't you put me in a tray and do something that fucking... Why don't you fucking thinly slice me and put cream all over me and put me in a tray in an oven for too long and eat me au gratin?
Or fucking
scalloped potato.
We're able to accomplish this. We will be exposed.
So the question is time.
We've been sabotaged.
The potatoes, they've been sabotaged.
What is this podcast? You gotta fucking see that movie. I don't give a fuck who you are. You gotta see a movie called Ice Road with Liam Neeson. It's a must, dude.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, anyplace, make snack time playtime with Funnables fruit snacks. Have fun. Eat it too. Visit FunnablesSnacks.com to shop now.
The NBA playoffs are back. And on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk?
Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus vets that expires 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know what I fucking actually should have started the podcast with? Oh, dude, because I like doing this, man. I like talking about Postmates, man. These Postmates drivers are just getting out of control. They're out of control. They're out of control. I'll tell you what, they are not on my side. They're just not on my side. They are, by the way, I just ordered Postmates and fucking, what is the deal when two people are in the car? What is that? When it's like, you see the face of Linda and you're like, here comes Linda. And then the driver drives up and it's like a guy. And you're like, where's Linda? And then the passenger seat opens up and then she comes out. Here you go. Who's the fucking guy? Did you take an Uber over here to give me my Postmates? Who's the fucking dude, dude? Are you a couple? Which is fine. But like, who? How are you? Why are you going, guy? You know what I mean? If Kristen was like, I'm going to do Uber Eats. And then she was like, come with me. I got to deliver a fajita. No. That's your job. Please? No. But you cheated on me. You're right. Okay, I'll come. Okay, I'll come. I'll come. I'll come. You know what I'm talking about, dude? Who's the fucking other people? I swear to God, one time I did a Postmates and fucking four people were in the car. They were like ready to go for a night out. They were all dressed really nice. One time I did it. It was a fucking Suburban. Every seat, even the back fucking three seats in the middle seat, they were all buckled in. And the person who was the actual Postmates was in the back seat with the middle seat and had to unbuckle and they had to move the chair forward and they come out and they're like, here's your fucking shit. So I order it the other day and we had a lot of shit going on in the house. There were like workers and all the shit. And I ordered, I don't even remember what I ordered. But it was something quick. I was like, I want to order to get it here quick. I listened to the look. Oh, this is going to be here in 75 minutes. Sometimes they're like, this will be here. Give it at least 3.5 hours. And I ordered it because it said like 25 to 35 minutes. So I got it and I'm waiting. And I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And it says, your Uber's here, collect your food. Or your fucking Postmates here, collect your food. I go outside. Guess what? You know. No, nowhere to fucking be found. He's not even in sight. So I'm already pissed, all right? But I calm down. I try to breathe. I try to check in with myself, and I try to relax, and I think, you know what? Some things are beyond people's control. Who knows what happened? This guy could have got carjacked for some fucking fajitas. So I walk outside. I don't see a trace of this motherfucker. This guy is not down the street, and he's not up it, all right? So I do something that I hate to do as much as I love to do. I call the fucking Postmates guy. I hate doing it because I don't want to have to do it, but I love doing it because I love being angry, dude. And here we go. This is the Angry Olympics for me. This is the biathlon of the Angry Olympics for me, getting a call, the fucking Postmates driver. Because there should never be a phone call here. There should never be a phone call for a Postmates guy. I got the app. If I want to do a phone call, I call up Domino's, order goddamn pizza, or call the restaurant directly and have them deliver it. But I didn't do that because I got the app Postmates. So instead of calling, I used the app. Now I got to call the guy. So I'm in the biathlon of the Angry Olympics. So I call him and he picks up. Great, because most of the time, they don't even pick up. So my anger subsides a little bit. And I say, hello? I get nothing back. And then I hear, and then I hear breathing. And then I say, hello? And then I hear the first thing that the guy says. Yeah, I'm unloading something. Okay. So now I'm pissed. But even more than that, I'm very curious. Because in my book, the only thing you have to unload is the goddamn fajitas to my mouth. Please just unload the fajitas in my mouth, guy. All right? So I say, "Oh, you're what?" He says, "Yeah, I'm up the street. I'm helping this guy unload something." And now I think, okay, I'm angry, but let's put that on the back burner because I need to know what's happening because it must be serious. Because he's not doing his job. He's not finished his job. He's taken on another job before the first job was done. Now, he sounds Mexican, and I know Mexicans love to work, and that's how much they love to work, is that before the job is up, he's like, let me do another job, so this way I'm doing two fucking jobs at once. So I look down the street first, because that will make me less mad. Now, why will that make me less mad? Because it means he didn't get to my house yet. So at least on the way to my house, something came up and he decided to be a good Samaritan, I guess. I can accept that. So I look down the street, nowhere to be seen. I look up the street and I see a moving van. So now I'm like, this motherfucker is probably unloading something out of that moving van, I guess. But that means he passed my house, which means he could have dropped off the fucking fajitas to my mouth and then helped whoever he needed to. But still, I didn't know what was going on. And I'm on the phone with him. And I said, hey, you're the Postmates driver I'm talking to, right? Because I wasn't sure. I was 90% sure, but that's not 100. And I want to be 100% sure that this random number is connected to the Postmates app, and I am calling the guy that's trying to give me my food. So I say, this is the Postmates guy, right? And he says, yeah. Like I'm the asshole. I said, okay. This is the other thing, too. He's not saying enough words. Do you know what I mean? Like, the only words he said so far is, yeah, I'm unloading something. And yeah. Those are the only words he said. And we've been on the phone for like 25 seconds. So I say, okay, so you're unloading something? Where? He says, yeah, I'm up the street. I'm helping these guys unload something. So I'm like, okay, are you bringing the food? And he says, yeah, honestly, I can't see it. I can't see the addresses because of the trees. You know how mad I am because you've listened to this podcast 191 episodes. He said, yeah, but I can't see your address because of the trees. Okay? But also, still do it. Also, use looking. Also, when you drive by, look left. You'll see those numbers. Don't drive by so fast, I guess. Maybe look at every house's number, because every house has a number outside of it. Maybe you're looking too hard, trying to find another job before your first job is over. So I'm like, this motherfucker, and I hear the door behind me open, and I'm like, I'm already mad. Don't add shit. Whoever this is, it's either Calvin or Kristen. Don't add shit. Calvin can't reach a doorknob. So, alas, it's Kristen. I turn around and she says, what are you doing? And I said, okay, well, I explained what happened. The guy fucking, he's unloading. And he says he's unloading something. She says, unloading something. And I says, yeah, I don't understand. And she said, well, don't get mad. And and I'm like, all right, okay, you know, but I got to go up there to see what the fuck is going on. And she says, why? And I was like, because I have to know what the fuck he's talking about, because he's only said six words to me and my fajitas are getting cold. She says, all right. So I'm walking now and I only have shorts on and I've got my long feet flopping around. Dude, I got long as shit feet, okay? And I'm going up the hill and I'm getting closer and closer to this fucking moving van, and it's a U-Haul truck, I notice. Or a U-Haul truck style kind of thing. And I see on the side, it says Amazon. And then I see behind that, a car parked askew. Now, it's the fucking Uber driver, obviously, because it's askew. And it's a fucking Toyota Celica. And so I look, there's nobody in the Toyota Celica. And then I look to the left and there's fucking three guys moving something the size of, I shit you not, 2.5 refrigerators. It's so big. It's so unbestankably big that you can't fucking believe it. Okay? And there are three guys hoisting this fucking refrigerator up, okay? Of a curvy fucking stair. It's not even straight. It's like a fucking thing that it's like a fucking, it goes, it doesn't even go right angle. It like goes straight and then it goes back to whoever designed the fucking staircase. It's like MC Escher, like fuck this motherfucker, you know? It's not designed to, I don't know what was in it. It was like a fucking pyramid from Egypt. That was how big it was. And two guys are dressed as Amazon delivery guys. And one guy is just dressed. He's got a hoodie on and shorts, which already makes me mad because are you cold or hot? And he's like really getting, he's, and the guy, the hoodie, I'm like, okay, so he's my Uber driver because he's the only one who's not dressed as the Amazon shits. And the guy with the hoodie, he's at the bottom. This guy's at the bottom of the thing. The other two guys are up on the top, guiding it, doing the fake lifting. My Uber Eats guy, or my Postmates guy, is at the bottom, just like, hey, get her on the top, get her on the top. That's what you got to do, get her on the top. And I am so fucking confused because the fucking Toyota Celica is just going ding, 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 ding. And I see a bag of fucking Postmates in the goddamn shit. And I say, excuse me, hi. And the guy turns around. He's like, oh, what's up? And I say, I don't know. You tell me, dude. And I'm like, can I get my Postmates? He says, oh, yeah, hold on. And he unlocks the car and goes and grabs the food, gives it to me, and he says, hey, man, Jesus loves you. And I said, yeah, thanks so much, man. I really, really appreciate it. And I trot down the hill. As I'm trotting down the hill, the owner of the house says, wait a minute, you're not with these guys? And he says, no. He said, you just stopped to help? And he says, yeah, I just stopped. I'm a Postmates delivery guy. And he's like, oh, my God, what a nice guy. And I'm just like, not to me, though. I'm the one paying you, and you're not being nice to me. But I didn't say that, but I thought it, and that's just as bad probably to Jesus Christ. Dude, the guy fucking, who the fuck does that? Unbelievable. Nicest guy in the world. That guy's a hero. Unbelievable that he did that, dude. It was so fucking funny. I couldn't believe it. And then I rolled in and I told Kristen the story and I was like, can I be fucking mad? And she was like, no, that was so nice of him. I'm like, oh, dude. What are we doing here? How does this work out if you think that that's nice? And I'm like, what's our kid going to think? I'm raising him to think that that's wrong. I'm raising him to think you finish the job, and if someone's on fire, you finish your job and then put them out. Son?
Yeah?
If you see someone on fire and you're delivering mail, what do? I drop the mail and go, no. Zzz, I tase him. Ow. What do? I put the mail in the box. And then if they're still alive, I go run and pour water on them.
Correct, son.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, by the way, subscribe to our YouTube shit and like the shit. You know, I never say this. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. It helps, dude. I fucking saw Sarah Silverman saying it on her shit. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to say that. Put it on there. Put it on there. Oh, I can do it like this. Nah, I don't like that. But yeah, put the subscribe to our channel. Do that if you don't mind. Stop listening to the podcast and do that, and then listen to it again. Pick it back up where you left off or whatever the fuck. Oh, and share it with your friends too. That helps too, man. You know, is what it is. I can't believe that guy did that with the Postmates, man. Maybe I got to be a better person, you know? See, I see shit like that. My instinct is to get mad, but then I'm like, okay, what am I doing wrong? How come, first of all, I shouldn't be mad. I shouldn't be mad. It's a waste of fucking time. Why am I mad? I get mad at all sorts of shit. Like, what was the last thing I got mad at? What'd I do today? Oh, I had to bring the dog to the fucking groomers. Kristen was like, pick. You want to take the dog or you want to stay with the baby? And I'm like, eh, whatever. I'll take the fucking dog, you know? Doesn't matter. I'll get out. So I drive. I take the dog to the fucking, PetSmart. I get there at 1 o'clock. The appointment is at 1:30. And I go to drop off the dog. And they're just like, the dog's name is Cooper. And by the way, it's our dog, but it was her dog. And now it's our dog. I had Sam and fucking Butters. She had Cooper, and then we found this fucking maniac Chenzo in Panoramic City at the Target. Got bit by a snake and ate a dead lizard and a blue jay. Or whatever the fuck, it was a pigeon. And, no, it was a blue jay. It was Joe Carter. In 86, he was a blue jay in 86. For those of you who don't know, that's a really bad joke. It was John Oliver. And So I take the dog to the groomer, and Cooper has his groom. These are the groomers that Cooper goes to. And I pull it up. I pull up, and the lady already is there. And I'm like, I'm. You know what it is about me, man? I'm ready to be mad. That's the fucking bad thing, dude. I'm ready to be mad. I'm walking into a place that I'm gonna do business at, because I'm not a businessman, but I'm a businessman. And I'm ready to be. I'm ready for it to go fucked. I'm ready for it to get sideways. That's what I'm ready for. That must be a self-fulfilling prophecy. That must be what it is. I'm walking in with that energy, with that dog. These motherfuckers are going to ask me too many questions. They're going to be like, what's my phone number or some shit? You don't ever need my fucking phone number. It's on file. He's been here. You know what I'm talking about? So I get there. And by the way, I haven't eaten. So I'm pissed because I'm probably hypoglycemic, but I have no idea what that means. But I probably am that. Because people said that a lot in like 2011. You'd walk around, you'd be like, I'm in a bad mood. People would be like, are you hypoglycemic? That was the thing in 2011. People killed it with that shit. Being hypoglycemic in 2011 is like liking the Killers. That was like high up on the fucking most I'm with it shits, you know? And I bring the dog in and I'm ready and I got my fucking black shirt on and my red jeans and black shoes. So I'm dressed to fucking impress, dude. And I'm walking in with Koopy. And immediately I walk in. Is that a flat haired? Is that a lady that works there with a mask on? Is that a flat haired retriever? And I'm just like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't know, dude. I wish the dog was mine from birth so I could still not know. But I didn't want to lie to the lady, so I said, I don't know. You know, it got into my family through my relationship. And she was like, yeah, it looks like a flat hair. It's got a little bit of flat hair retriever in it because that's the. And immediately she's Charlie Brown's teacher because. Don't tell me all this information about my dog that you just saw once. Do you know that he fucking walks around like Eeyore and he thinks everything is his fault? Oh, you don't? Cool. Well, I do because I know about my dog and you don't. So zip it. So I'm like, cool. Yeah. Oh, I'll have to look up. And now I do lie. Oh, now I'll have to look up flat-haired retriever after this. And I fucking didn't, dude, because I'm fucking gangster. But anyway, she's like, yeah, it's a flat-haired retriever. And she's like, so what are we doing here? And it's 1 o'clock. The appointment's at 1:30. And I'm like, oh, I had to bring it in for a cut and a groom and a thing. And then the lady behind the thing is, okay, yeah. So, okay, well, your groomer's not here yet. All right. Yeah, so just, and then the lady, the flat hair lady is just like, you're not going to shave him, are you? And I'm just like, what? You shouldn't shave him. And I say, okay. She was like, if you shave him, then the hair will grow back on a flat. And I'm just like, I don't even know if it's a fucking flat hair retriever, lady. She's like, well, the hair grows back not the same if you shave a flat hair retriever. And I'm like, are you just trying to tell me your knowledge about dogs? Like, I'm going to assume you know a lot about dogs. You work at PetSmart. Smart's in the title, and so's dog. Pet. You know, you're a smart person, a lot about pets. When I walk in, you don't have to fucking, you know what I mean? You're like one of those fucking religious guys that just feels people. And he was like, who are you, Kreskin? So I'm like, all right, yeah, I guess not shave him. I don't know. He comes in here all the time. Just whatever it is to do it. And she's like, okay, yeah. And then they're like, yeah, he's getting a cut. And then the lady with the flat hair stuff was like, oh, and the appointment's at 1:30. Okay, well, we can't take him. And I was like, what? She's like, we can't take him because it's not 1:30 yet. And I'm like, well, I was just going to drop him off and then you can get to him when you get to him. And he's like, no, we can't do that. We're not a business like that because we got to wait till your groomer gets here. And I was like, okay, well, where is she? She's at lunch. She'll probably be back around 1:30. And I'm like, okay. Didn't lash out. Remembered, I tried to fucking be good. I tried to use my therapy to try and just calm myself down. Not myself, because I don't have a lisp. And I'm not Mike Tyson. Myself. So I take Koopy, and again, I say, Koopy, get up in the fucking car. We get up in the car. I go get a coffee. Because you know, your boy loves iced Americanos. And a fucking extra coffee. I slurped that up. And I got it. And I also got some sweet greens, ate the shit out of the sweet greens, and then I drove back, and I was excited. Now, let me tell you why. I was excited because it was 1:31. And I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait for them to give me shit about how he was late. I was praying that the info lady was in there with a mask on just talking about, oh, well, it's actually because he's late and we're going to have to. I was praying for it so I could turn into Super Saiyan Chris D'Elia, dude, and just really let that mountain range come out, really explode out the back of my shirt like a goddamn Ninja Turtle, like I'm the fucking American Werewolf in Sherman Oaks, just fucking blasting off those hikers trying to get up those fucking double black diamond ski slopes, just blasting off those fucking skiers and snowboarders, just ready. And I brought him in. I said, hey, here's Cooper. It was 1:36 by the time I got in. And I was showing up fucking ready. And they said, oh, thank you. And I just gave it to him. And then that was it. So my point of the story is it doesn't really go the way you think it's going to go. You make up all this shit in your head, dude. And it's a waste of fucking time. Now, for me, it's great because it makes me money. I come on here and I tell you about it. But if you're a regular person with no podcast and not an entertainer, don't bother yourself with that shit. I'll get cancer because of that. Dude, it's just like this, man. Actually, the truth is I did go back and they still asked a bunch of fucking questions and I was just like, I don't know. And they were like, I'm going to do a pet assessment of the dog. And I'm just like, cool. He's really simple. You don't have to talk to me like this. You know, in my head, I'm just like, you can just do whatever you got to do. Okay. And do we want an even cut all over the rest of the, all over the body? Do we want an even cut all over the body? And if I say yes, because I'm not a fucking asshole. You know what I mean? I'm not one of these people that cuts their dog's body a different length than their face. Like they're a show dog. Like, dude, you don't have a show dog, dude. You know what I mean? You live in Ventura County. Just get your dog. Use a Flobie for fuck's sake. What do you have, a Shih Tzu? Who gives a shit? Run that Flobie over the Shih Tzu. Those are two things that shouldn't be words. Flobie and Shih Tzu. And I said them in one sentence. But yeah, dude, PetSmart. PetSmart's where it's at, probably. So then I went to go pick him up, and it was all good, and he smelled like a fucking the inside of an Oldsmobile when you get the freshener in it. They fucking make it smell too much. The dog. The dog comes in, it's like, oh, God, my girl's going to think I'm cheating if you fucking run all over me.
Did you fuck a dog? Did you fuck the inside of an Oldsmobile?
No. No.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel. I did it again. I said it again. Subscribe to the YouTube channel.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonder Water. What makes Bai so great? It's simple. From raspberry lemon lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing cherry and Palavo pineapple mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonder Water. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
It's so funny how much the internet and or just texting has, like, the way people are, you can see how they are with the shit. Like, I was looking at this Instagram. I was going through Instagram with Kristen, and we were just, like, laughing at people on Instagram. Just like two good people do, two really good people do, just going on Instagram and laughing at people's faces, basically, because we're looking at their faces. Just two nice people just sitting in bed, just laughing in people's faces on Instagram. Just like two, just sweet people, you know? And we found this one girl who did this thing where she was like with another girl just sitting with each other and their faces are close to each other. And she says, how does it continue? Wrong answers only. And we were like, okay, we know how it continues, you know, but what are the wrong answers? Where's the one word of the guy? Here's one. This guy writes this under it. I bust through the door and both of you look at me and say, we've been waiting for you, you sexy hunk of a man. What took you so long, Poppy? Come here, Poppy Chulo. These clothes aren't going to take themselves. Ended the sentence a little early there, didn't you, buddy? But these two comments were two of the greatest comments I've ever seen on Instagram. This one says, for me, you can doing any time. Do you like one kiss flying as dust? Yes, like stardust is always love. You can de. D-E. Just so many words. So many words to have not a sentence in it. Like, I get if you didn't make a sentence and you had five words. Because it's like, okay, you could have added maybe a few more words and made a sentence. But there's so many words here and not one sentence. He did it, dude. He cracked the code. But that one is not as good as this one to me. Oh, please finish. That's so wild and amazingly beautiful when women make love and get so into each other. I don't care for two men. No, oh no. Hey, guy. All good, but... hey, it's all good that you said that in public and in a public forum, but in secrecy. You privately swish.
Dude, how can you?
That's like the fucking comment from the dad from American Beauty. Oh, so funny, man.
Oh, wow. Somebody writes. Wow. SOS, SOS, SOS. Go to the bathroom. Go to bathroom and brush your teeth and tits. Oh. What? Brush your tits? How does this happen? Here is another comment from a guy. He leaves two comments. The first one is, I love you dearly. You're my son. And then right under it, he writes, do you, are you dislike? Like, even if you're foreign, which I'm assuming he is, what? You're my son? Imagine seeing two chicks make out. You're my son. Just the fucking unbelievable shit that goes on the internet. Oh, wait. This guy wrote, I think with your savvy and beauty, everything will turn into your beautiful the way you want. Kiss is the way to you. Kiss is the way to you. Wow, these guys just want to meet motherfuckers in the comments. That's what it is. You just want to meet motherfuckers in the comments. How lonely are you that you comment on anything, dude? I got to fucking... You know what's actually kind of annoying nowadays is how much people are talking about the fucking UFOs that are like, hey, the government said, and it's like, the government always lies. The media always lies. When people say look into it, it doesn't mean anything. There's so much information out there, fake and real, there's no way to distinguish it. Like when people are like, look into it, dude. What do you mean? Look into what? The real information or the fake information? It's all out there. Oh yeah, but if you look into it, you'll be able to discern what's... How? How? The New York Times says one thing, fucking LA Times says another thing. They both say different things. One's wrong, or they both say the same thing, and they're both fucking wrong. And the government's going to tell us, that's what they say. Oh, your government lies to you. You need to vote Republican. Oh, your government lies to you. You need to vote Democrat. Your government lies to us, whether it's fucking Democrat or Republican. Vote who the fuck you want to vote for. It doesn't fucking matter at this point. You're going to get lied to no matter fucking what, dude. And half the country is going to be mad at it. So now it's like this UFO shit. It's like, yeah, the government said this and you got to look into it in the UFO. Dude, show me a fucking UFO footage that doesn't look like a black dot in the middle of a goddamn gray and white screen. Show me that shit. Show me the UFO up close. Ah, but the aliens don't like it when you get too close. Oh, yeah? There's that fucking 900 million billion people in this world. We would have footage. It's like the fucking Bigfoot thing. And I don't not believe in UFOs. I don't not believe in aliens. I do think that there's other life forms out there. But my point is, don't tell me that you know where they are and what happened and what you saw when there's never been good footage. And I'm going to get lit up from it because internet motherfuckers are dorks. They're going to be like, well, actually, it's funny you say that because there was a place, you know, a lot of people think the hotspot is Roswell, but in actuality, it's somewhere in northern Dakota. And there is footage about, no, there's not, dude. No, there's not. Every UFO that I've ever seen with the gray, it looks like a speck of something in your teeth. That's what it looks like. That's what it always looks like. When you first see something in someone's teeth, you're like, is something in their teeth or not? And then you look, you're like, oh yeah, something is in their teeth. Or you look at, oh yeah, never mind. I thought there was, but there wasn't. It's always that. Oh yeah, I thought there was. Oh, it fucking stays. I was watching a fucking show the other day and it was like, The UFO was up in the air, and there was like, this is the most compelling UFO evidence that we've ever seen. It stopped in the middle of the air, and then it goes underwater. And I'm like, oh, cool. We get to see this thing dive underwater. Dude, it's so far away. It's this fucking big. It's this big, and it's just sitting there. It could be a fucking a fuck up on the film, and then it just goes blunk into the ocean, I guess.
And some guy's always over the thing, just...
Yeah, that's a real... Yeah, seeing it, going there, it's got a... It's at least knots. It's going 70 knots. That's in... It, no, there's no ship on the thing that could...
Get closer!
It's just funny because I don't know how close you can get if it's actually an object that's out of this world that obviously came faster than the speed of light. So do you tell me how a ship tanker can catch up to that? Lest we forget, it's a ship tanker.
I can't get too close.
I'm tired of it, dude. Everyone who posts all of the UFO shit, the conspiracy theorists, you're so high all the time. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you're so high all the time.
Whoa.
Like, you ever see Joe Rogan's posts? You know what I mean? Of a UFO? And he's like, crazy shit, 2021, getting crazy. And you're like, oh, dude, he's high. It's 1 a.m. Do you know what I'm talking about? It was like a post, and everyone's like, see, told you, the government said more than ever. And then his next post is about, like, it's like a fucking, he's like, I'm eating elk. You're like, oh, he's high. And by the way, I love Joe Rogan. Obviously, he's a friend, but like, and by the way, I believe in aliens. All I'm saying is, don't show me the fucking evidence that is in evidence. The universe is fucking, it goes real far. You know, in Vegas, when you're in one hotel and you're like, let's just walk to the other hotel. And you're like, oh yeah, it's right there. And you're walking for, you're like, I thought it was right here. It's the next one over. Do you know how many of those are in a universe? Like 35. There's like 35 of those. That's the universe. You would never walk the universe. And out of this world that have 8 billion people, it's a speck. One guy didn't brush up against a fucking Nanu Nanu. One guy in Nebraska wasn't fucking tromping along the cornfields and just went, hey, what the fuck? And then, what is that shit? I got slime on me. Never happened. Ever? I watched that fucking thing on the thing on fucking Hulu or Texas Walker Ranch or whatever the fuck it's called. Walker, Texas. That's the Ranger. Texas Ranch. And it's like inexplicable things. We had to go underground and there's a reading underground and they're in under the ground and they're like, yeah, I stepped down here and I immediately just felt there's something. Dude. You're an asshole. People think I'm a dick. I get it. I'm not a dick. This is all jokes. But don't crawl down 10 feet and be like, hey, something's. One time I texted Kristen about a watch I thought I wanted to buy. And she didn't respond for fucking 3 hours. And I was like, why is she not responding about the fucking watch I wanted to get? And I texted her back. I texted back. She doesn't care about my well-being, folks. And then I looked and I realized I sent both texts to my realtor. Imagine being a realtor. You're looking for a house for a client and they text you, hey, I'm thinking about getting this watch. And then you don't text them back for 3 hours and you text the realtor. She doesn't care about my well-being, folks. Oh, fuck. And then she was like, no, I like watches. And I'm like, no, it was a mistake. You know it was a mistake. And I told her it was a mistake. She's like, yeah, but I like watches. If you want to go watch, I'm like, fucking fuck. Anyway, that's all I really have to say about that. Thanks for listening. This is another episode of Congratulations. And you know what? The merch flew off. There's no more of that There might be like one or two items left of the new Life Rips colorways and design. Those were the shit. They fucking sold out. And I don't know. I may bring them back. I'm not sure. But they just, they did really well. And like and subscribe. I never say this, but subscribe, dude. Do your boy a solid. And subscribe to the channel. We love it, dude. We love it. We love when you subscribe to the channel. If you're a true baby, you subscribe to that channel, and we love it. What's up, baby? That's the episode, and that's it. That's the episode for YouTube, I should say. If you want the extended version, the uncut version, then you can go on over to our Patreon and watch it there. It's patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. That's what you got to do. You got to go over to patreon.com/Chris D'Elia and click the link there, and then it'll tell you what to do. You get access to behind-the-scenes stuff. There are other hidden episodes. And you also get an extra episode a month. So it's content, 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 my baby. Patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. Thanks. Was that an hour and 20? That was such a good fucking memory. It was?